God the Father is the supreme, glorious, divine, spirit being who is the sovereign ruler of the universe. God the Father accomplishes His will through the power of His Holy Spirit. God the Father, who has all power and all authority, is love. His perfect, holy character is full of grace and mercy. God the Father is greater than His Son, Jesus Christ, but shares all that He has with His Son. God the Father sent Jesus Christ, His Son, to reveal God's love and grace and His magnificent plan for all mankind. God the Father directly calls each individual to salvation, grants repentance, imparts the Holy Spirit as a begettal so the individual becomes a child of God the Father. God the Father Himself personally loves each one He calls and is directly involved in the life of each individual, imparting His love, grace, mercy, and blessings so that he or she can develop His loving, perfect, righteous character. He personally hears and answers the prayers of all His begotten children. The question is, why does it say that God the Father is greater than Jesus Christ? We have that in John 14. From what statement Jesus made? John 14 and verse 28. You have heard how I said to you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Let's look at another one. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We don't have this in the margin there. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15. We do. We have that in the scripture reference. 1 Corinthians 15. And where then, when everything is done on the earth that is done through the whole plan of God, then what Christ does, we find here in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 24. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 24. Then comes the end, when He shall have delivered up to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for He must reign till He has put all enemies under His feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And He has put all things under His feet. And when it says He puts all things under Him, it is manifest that He is accepted, which did put all things under Him. In other words, the He is accepted is God the Father. In other words, Christ is under God the Father. That's what it's telling us in that statement there. And when all things shall have been subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also be subject to Him that put all things under Him, that God may be all in all. So filling out the fullness of the plan of God. So God the Father is greater. Now, just in the scriptural references we have here, John 6:44, God calls each one. We receive the begettal from God the Father. We have that in John 14 and so forth. He is the supreme being. Let's go to Hebrews, the first chapter here. This is not in margin, but it has to do with Christ. Hebrews, the first chapter. And this is quite a profound chapter, quite a profound section of scripture showing about God the Father and Jesus Christ. First part of it shows that He's made in the image of the Father. We'll cover that a little bit later. But what I want to show here is verse 8. Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 8. But unto the Son He says, your throne, O God. So here Christ is called God. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God. In this case, the second God is the Father. Even your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. So there we have God the Father is greater. Now when we come to Revelation chapter 21 and chapter 22, and showing that God the Father is sending down New Jerusalem to the earth and so forth. We'll cover that during the last great day at the Feast of Tabernacles. And that shows when God the Father's plan is concluded, and then all will be all in one. Let's go on here. God the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
This tape has been brought to you by the Christian Biblical Church of God website at www.cbcg.org. And thank you for listening.